With SRN News, I'm Mary Rose. The Federal Aviation Administration has lifted its flight restrictions on commercial airline travel. Correspondent George Williams reports.
The FAA said it recommended rescinding the order after what it called detailed reviews of safety trends and the steady decline of staffing trigger events at air traffic control facilities. Cancellations hit their highest point a week ago last Sunday when airlines cut more than 2,900 flights. Air traffic controllers were among the federal employees who had to continue working without pay during the shutdown. They missed two paychecks during the impasse.
President Trump is signaling he plans to meet with New York City's Oran Mamdani.
The mayor of New York, I will say, would like to meet with us and we'll work something out. But he would like to come to Washington and meet and we'll work something out. We want to see everything work out well for New York.
As a candidate, Mamdani has positioned himself as a symbol of the resistance against the president's policies. The Enhanced Affordable Care Act premium subsidies expanded during COVID and extended by the Inflation Reduction Act expired December 31st of this year, unless Congress acts. Republican strategist Aaron McGuire says it's a crisis that's been brewing for years.
Republicans were screaming for years. I remember working in the Senate back in 2014. We were talking about Obamacare every day and how unsustainable it was in the long run. And now we're having to face that reality.
She tells the Salem Radio Network Obamacare is a part of a broader affordability crisis that Republicans won't be able to address flat-footed.
Mike Johnson is the speaker and Leader Thune is the Senate leader. This is a very tough conversation, but if we don't lead on this, Democrats will beat us over the head on affordability, whether it's housing, groceries, or health care going into the midterms.
Without renewal, premiums could double. This is SRN News. Americans don't agree on what ails the country.
A new poll from the Public Religion Research Institute asks people to respond to the following statement. Our country will be destroyed if we do not smash the perversions eating away at our moral fiber and traditional beliefs. 48% of Americans say yes, they agree with that assessment. 46% say they disagree, and all the rest have no opinion. Conservatives, Republicans, and religious people are more likely to agree. Michael Harrington reporting.
Kimberly Guilfoyle, the first female U.S. ambassador to Greece, has visited the head of the Greek Orthodox Church, telling him he was the first person she called after being nominated to her new post. Guilfoyle was revisited Archbishop Laronimus II after presenting her diplomatic credentials to Greece's president earlier this month. She's a former California prosecutor and Fox News host. This is SRN News. Reconnecting with old friends can be challenging and rewarding, correspondent Jason Walker reports.
We all have them, friends we haven't seen in years, former classmates, co-workers, buddies we served with overseas. Experts say many people are hesitant to reach out and fear being seen as a burden after all those years without contact. But psychologists say recipients are often very happy to hear from an old friend that they've lost contact with. Sometimes the effort results in a rekindled bond with a long-lost friend. Even if that overture fails or a renewed connection fizzles, most people who made the effort say it was worth it. Jason Walker reporting.
An atmospheric river slams Southern California with heavy rain and flash flood warnings. Forecasters warn mudslides could hit burn areas as the storm intensifies this evening. More details at srnnews.com.